The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for listening. This episode is a little bit of a reunion for us. It's been like,
yeah, Happy New Year.
And hello. It's been like 3 weeks, it feels like, since I've seen your face on my screen.
I know.
It's been a crazy 3 weeks for you, mostly.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's been friggin' crazy. It's been fun. It's been life-changing. It's been exhausting. It's been stressful.
And that's just the New Year's Eve party, y'all.
You know me. No, not really. I don't do New Year's Eve. I don't do that. I don't.
Well, what did you do?
On New Year's Eve?
No, in the last 3 weeks that has been so life
altering. Oh, right. So my husband, my two children, who are 10 and 8 years old, and myself moved from Watertown, Massachusetts, which is right next to Boston, to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right before the monster cyclone bomb, right?
Like literally.
Days before.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like Boston saying goodbye to you. They were like, peace out.
Yeah. And I was
like, cyclone bomb snowstorm is coming.
So the day that I was supposed to fly, there was what they call freezing rain. Mm-hmm.
That's all we have here in Texas. Yeah.
Really?
Well, if we have anything, that's what we have. Like no snow, actual snow, just like gross frozen-ish slushy stuff falling from the sky.
Well, no, this is not slushy. This is like ice. It's not snow. Yeah, I don't know. But it's really bad for travel. So I spent myself and my two children, because my husband was already in Mexico City. That's where we went from Boston for the holidays to visit family. We were in the airport, Boston Logan Airport, for 8 hours. And I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah. It could have been 48 hours, though, if it had been the next day. So tons of people got stranded. So you got the hell out of the East Coast.
So I moved out of my house.
Coming back to your homeland, the Bay Area.
Yep. They packed everything up, said goodbye, got to the airport early, on time. And then 8 hours later, had to get into a taxi cab and go back to the hotel. And then we ended up flying out Christmas Eve, an all-night flight. Arrived to Mexico City at 4:30 in the morning. No sleep. It was lovely. But then we were fine. It was good. And then all of our stuff was on a truck driving to California, including the car, and then I got here January 3rd.
Yeah, so now you're settling into your new house in the Bay Area, and...
Yeah. Kids started school yesterday.
So, and essentially, like, relaunching a business that you had when you lived there 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Seven years ago. Yep. For many years, you had Allure Consulting, and then when you moved, kind of kept it afloat out there, right? Like, you kept up with contacts, and we obviously talk about it a lot on the podcast, and you did fly back to do weddings there.
Oh, yeah, I was flying back and forth. Any chance I got to come home, I flew back, and I did lots of weddings here while I was living in Boston, but I wasn't actively, like, pursuing, you know what I mean? I wasn't, like, hitting the ground running.
I mean, it's expensive to import a wedding planner, and there are, as you're learning now, a lot of new wedding planners that I'm sure have cropped up in the Bay Area since you've been gone. Youngins, maybe
young green girls
who aren't certified wedding consultants, maybe.
Yeah, if they're not,
you know,
certified,
this business is very, it comes in, people come and go, And you never really left. Now you're back like full force. So
I just always knew I'd come back. I didn't know how or when, but I knew I'd come back. And that's why I did not give up or take San Francisco off of my website. And I actually didn't even charge extra to come out here because I knew that I wanted to be coming here.
Yeah, and it's coming home. I remember, I mean, the last wedding I did out there was a year ago, but now I don't have any booked out in California at all. No, it wasn't a year ago. It was just May. But it makes me sad because it's like, you know, you want that on your calendar just to know that you're going to go back to a place you love so much. So welcome home to Michelle and Allure Consulting out there. So all your holidays were in Mexico City. Did you not, I mean, did you bring presents or even like take out an ornament ever?
Well, I bought a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree and put it up on a table for the kids in Boston, a throwaway tree. And I went to the dollar store and I bought a few things that, again, are a throwaway because I didn't want to unpack my Christmas stuff and pack it back up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking about because it's such a undertaking in my house. Like just yesterday, I got everything put away. But it's all put away now and that's done. And I have a giant black tie wedding in a couple of days for my first one of the year at the Adolphus Hotel here in Dallas, which is like this historical hotel that's supposed to be, I mean, it is amazing, but it's been fully renovated recently and I'm really looking forward to it.
You talked about that place
I've done, well, they have this 19th floor ballroom that we are not, the wedding that I'm doing is not in, but it has just been reopened for, so it, you can book your wedding there now and it's got the views and it's this incredible ballroom, but it's haunted. Yeah. That's like the, but everybody that I have come in contact with in the wedding industry who knows anything about the Adolphus is like, oh, are you going to be on the 19th floor? Have you heard about the 19th floor? And I love hearing people talk about it because these grown adults are like, they lower their voice to talk about, oh yeah, well, you know, it's haunted. And my bride's not doing her wedding there, my couple, but they are taking, because it opened early, we didn't know if it would be available, they are doing their reveal and all of their wedding party pictures up there because it's got this amazing architecture and it's going to be just great light for the photos. So they are going to be up there. I don't know how much I'll be up there, but the story is, because this hotel has been around for so long, that a bride was left at the altar like way back, like I don't know, 60 years, 70 years. This hotel's, you know, historic Dallas hotel. Look it up. Google it. It's Adolphus Hotel haunted. So she.
A-D-O-L-P-H-I-S.
A-D-O-L-P-H-U-S. And the bride hung herself in a closet on the 19th floor. And the people that have worked there, and there's photos from like cell phones of people working there, and they swear they see this like apparition in a white dress in the back of photos. Even a construct, like during this renovation, one of the construction guys took a picture and then sent it to the Adolphus contact, you know, that does handles weddings, and was like, what does that look like in the background? This is nuts. So it's this like interesting little fable we're hearing about. So I'm doing that this weekend, and then I have another wedding in February. And in other news, I went pregnant. It is almost as monumental
just
as
kidding.
That. I went to a costume party, and I had to like 80s out my hair, like big frizz, like Sarah Jessica Parker circa 1982, like high school, when she did that show, Square Pegs. That's the costume I was in. It was a very random show. It was only on for 1 year, but she played like an awkward high school kid with this 80s hair. Not fabulous 80s hair, like bad 80s hair. So I was trying to do that to my hair, which is dead straight. And I borrowed a friend's little curling iron, which I have not used since high school. And I like curly cued my hair and then tried to brush it out to frizz it out. And no joke, the more I worked on it, the more awesome it looked.
Do you have pictures somewhere?
I have pictures. They're from like the photo booth that was there. But I mean, once I like put it up in a scrunchie, it didn't look as awesome, but I was like, I'm going to use this curling iron in the new year. Like 2018 is the year that Christy brings back the small barrel curling iron. So
wait, I see a little curl in your hair right now. Is that?
No, that's just the,
did you do it?
I did it just with my big one, but I'm like, I got like mousse. Actual mousse.
Did you use Aquanet?
It's close. It's that giant of a hairspray can. But anyways, so not pregnant.
Okay.
Possibly curling my hair on a semi-regular basis. So big news out here in Dallas on that.
Wow. On big that hair note. For yeah. Big Dallas.
Yep. I'm going to figure it out. Yeah. I'm 35 years old. It's time to figure out how to do my hair.
How to curl your hair. I know. It's really hard to curl hair. But I still don't know how.
So we wanted to just kind of plug or say happy engagement to those of you who got engaged and are listening. The holidays are like the number one time of year for mass engagements all over the world. And so if you are newly engaged and listening and this is one of your first episodes, welcome. Please
welcome and congratulations.
Congratulations. And please binge listen to our library of informative, hilarious, and what else? Down-to-earth wedding advice that we dish out on the regular. And also, 2018 is booking up for all kinds of vendors. Oftentimes, a wedding planner is one of the first vendors that couples hire. So if you're interested, Michelle is based in the Bay Area, and I am based in Dallas-Fort Worth, North Texas. We're both willing to travel. We both have open dates for 2018. And, of course, we would love to hear from a listener turned client.
So I'm still specializing in luxury month of coordination. I'm not opposed to planning. I've planned
full
many
planning
weddings.
And design, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, but I still feel like month of is such a very, very vital service. And I feel like there's so many resources out there for people planning their weddings, just like this podcast. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm loving month of coordination. And again, I'll still do full planning, but that's my niche, my thing.
Yes. And I do month of planning as well. So that's our version of a day of coordinator or wedding management. I'm seeing it called that a lot. So with the start of this year, and we've touched on this on the podcast before, but Michelle and I are going to dedicate a future episode to sort of like wedding planner shopping. And, you know, we're going to just pull up a bunch of websites. And
we should call a wedding planner on the show. We should like do a like
undercover. That would get us
undercover
on some shit lists, I think.
We'd get in trouble.
But we will talk about what to look for, you know, it's kind of like dating at this point. You have to find someone and see if like you click and you want to go steady with them during the time that you're planning your wedding, and how much help you think you need, and what certain planners, coordinators, designers, wedding architect, wedding management, day of, month of, partial, full, all of that. We're going to revisit all of that because we've been around for a while. Michelle's been around longer than I have.
A little while.
We've been around the block and we know a thing or two about a thing or two. And we're going to help you figure out which of the wedding planners would be, you know, best fit for you just to call and talk to them and then kind of comparison shop from there. So we'll look into some details and find and unpack like what it all means on all of these websites you're going to be looking at if you are hunting for the perfect
wedding
planner.
Yeah, and if you are hunting and you have already looked into some, feel free to email us and be like, hey, what do you think about this one? Or I have a question about this, or what does this mean? We're happy to help you out, and perhaps we could read that on the show, not naming any wedding planners' names. But, you know, we're happy to help.
And as always, on that note, if you have any specific questions as you are planning your wedding or things that you run into, no matter how random they are, we are of the mind that somebody else is probably also dealing with that same issue or has. And so we want to delve into all of these topics. We want to talk about what you care about. So if you're listening and you have a question about wedding planning or weddings or whatever is going on, please email us or, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. We are ready to attack.
Answer. Yeah. Our email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Super simple. thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com.
And Michelle's company is Allure Consulting, and my company is Christy Matthews Events. And we both offer consulting hours as well, so that might be something else. If you listen to the podcast and you're in one of our areas or you need help, like a couple hours.
We don't even have to be in our areas,
yeah.
Really.
If you just connect and want like a couple hours of just one-on-one advice or help with something specific like budget or a planning timeline, we're certainly available to do that. And we love that because that can get a couple on the right foot. And it's like a one-time, you know, couple of hours, one-time meeting with a follow-up, and it can be super informative for those of you planning your weddings.
That's right.
So we do have one listener email to share, and this listener has written us before, right? See? A repeat.
Yeah. So she wrote to us about... Oh, yeah. She was thinking about doing... it was cake decorating business, remember?
Yes. Yes. She was doing it for friends and then thinking about doing it full on.
Yeah.
And she did have an Instagram page when she emailed us, right? And we talked about, like, continuing to put work out there as much as possible. I think we also said don't quit your day job because this stuff mm-hmm. is hard and inundated with people trying to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So her name is Beck. And Beck, if you're listening, thank you so much again for following up because first of all, thank you for emailing us. But then those of you that follow up and like...
Tell us how it's going.
We'd love to hear it. So here's Beck's email. This was 7 days ago. January 3rd. That's the day I arrived here in Cali. Hi, Christy and Michelle. Thank you so much for answering my question on your podcast quite a few episodes back. I've been traveling for the last couple of months and only just caught up on all the episodes I missed. I was so stoked to hear you respond to my question about starting a cake decorating business on the show. Over the Christmas break, I've really started putting myself out there on social media, and I've had a bunch of orders from my new customers already. I'm so excited. I've also hired a coordinator for my own wedding since I first wrote to you.
Ooh, smart girl.
I know, very smart. I really don't know how people cope without one. Hiring a planner/coordinator that you can trust has been the best thing I've taken away from your podcast. Thanks again for helping me out and for your amazing podcast. I've been enjoying binging on them for the last few days. So good. Beck. XX. What does that mean? Kiss, kiss?
Yes, I think so.
Kiss, kiss, Beck.
We are so happy for you. That is awesome. And I'm so glad that you hired a planner for your own wedding. And what she said about trusting her wedding plan, finding someone to hire and trust. Trisha Dean, who was on our episode and is planning her second wedding. If you listen, she was talking about she's doing it in New Orleans, but she's from the Bay Area and they were trying to hire as many local vendors rather than import any in. But she talked a lot about trusting the vendors that you do hire, or hiring vendors that you feel like you can trust with your vision, that is something that has helped her relax in planning her wedding. And she's a totally detail-oriented, like, type A bride. But she knows that her vision and what she wants to happen is in good hands. So imagine that you've been carrying around all these ideas and you've been carrying around, you know, this wedding for a while, and you hire vendors, you are slowly giving the baggage away. So your shoulders should feel better. Your shoulders should feel lighter with every new vendor that you hire, because it should feel like, oh, thank goodness. Yes. Now that person, that professional person that I trust is going to take care of this, this, or this. So I'm really glad that Beck has hired a planner and vendors that she feels like she can trust, because that makes the whole process so much easier.
And Trisha's exact words were trust and let go. That was her motto. Yes. Trust and let go. I love that.
Yes, that's good for life. I mean, you don't want to thrust your wedding vision and all of your money into a bunch of random vendors that you haven't vetted and don't feel great about. But when you do find vendors that you really connect with and that you know they're the right one, you have to give them their job. Like, give it to them and trust that it's all going to happen the way that you want it on the wedding day. Don't get crazy. We've talked about that a lot, too. And then the other thing that occurred to me when you were reading about Beck, how she said she's been going a lot, like, more full force with social media. There's a couple bakers that I'm following here in Dallas that they're starting out. Like, it's not their full-time job yet. I can tell that just from the information I know. And they're not big companies that are doing multiple cakes in a weekend, that kind of, you know, like Fancy Cakes by Lauren. It's not on that level, but their cakes are beautiful, and they're putting themselves out there and getting work here and there and trying to make it, you know, trying to live the dream. But I've noticed on a couple that they'll get one maybe bad review on Facebook or Google. You know, you don't even have to have a Yelp page anymore to get bad reviews. And it makes my heart sink a little bit to see them get, like, knocked down a peg or two when I know that they're just at the beginning of starting their business. So I want to encourage Beck that, you know, in this day and age, everyone has an opinion. And after you make a cake, you might drop it off and they say, oh, my God, we love it. And then the pictures are beautiful and you don't hear anything else until 3 weeks later. With weddings, so much money is spent up front or in the months leading up to the big wedding day. I think that oftentimes there's a little bit of, like, buyer's remorse after the wedding, once people start looking at their credit card bills, and they can take it out a little bit on some of the vendors who may have done a perfectly fine job and everything went according to plan on the wedding day. But then 2 weeks later, it's sort of a retroactive regret. Well, I don't think that cake actually tasted good. And yeah, it looked beautiful. And yes, we ate it all. But we want some of that money back because it did not taste as good as it did at the tasting. You know, I have friends that have gotten almost that exact email verbatim. And it's like, wow, what am I supposed to do with that? It's 2 weeks later. You know, so in this industry, so much money is spent on one day, one event. So, of course, the expectation is that everything is going to go perfectly. But as you and I have both talked about, and you specifically said, the word perfect is not okay, not okay. In your vocabulary when it comes to wedding planning, and a red flag when you hear a bride or a groom repeating that sentiment over and over. Everything has to be perfect. Our day is going to be perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yep.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing in life or in weddings.
And you can put that on a bumper sticker.
Damn, I'm going to do that.
So, Beck, thank you for sharing with us. And
thank you, Beck.
If you want to, if you're listening now, send us, you know, PM us or DM us or email us with your Instagram handle. And we can share it on our podcast.
Yes.
We're going to have an Instagram eventually this year, very soon, but also Facebook, and just connect with you that way. And we'll keep up with you and see the amazing cakes you're putting out.
And speaking of listeners and Facebook.
I know. I'm so excited about this. She's so great. Our Canadian beauty up there.
Our Canadian beauty bride, Allison. Who has emailed us a couple of times, and the Canadian Pinso wedding. If you guys remember, we earlier on in the year we read an email from Allison, who was asking us about some advice on the wedding, and she was talking about the Pinso bar. Remember, we're like Googling Pinso and all that. But she stayed in touch with us a lot, and we need to reach out to her, actually.
Yeah, again, we will.
But she posted on our Facebook page a highlight video. Yeah. Thank you. And it's awesome. The wedding was awesome.
Yes, the wedding looked super fun, which is something we agreed on after we heard her emails, because she had a lot of things to work out, but we were like, it sounds like however you work this out, this is going to be a fun, fun wedding. Like, alcohol and dancing and music were very much a part of the whole thing from the beginning. So it looks so fun, and she and her groom look gorgeous. They need to be on a cover of a magazine, and we are so happy that
and those shoes,
we're so happy that she shared it with us, because we so often hear from you, you know, from you listeners, and then it's like, well, good luck, I hope that went well. So please go to the Facebook page and watch that video. It's really great. And Allison also has a ton of great advice about her planning experience, about planning after having had the experience of planning this wedding. So
we're gonna delve into that, get that advice out to the listeners, because she was amazing. She took thorough. So much time. Yeah, very thorough. But definitely go to our Facebook page and watch this highlight video of Allison and Zach's wedding. It's fantastic, and it's going to give you lots of great ideas for your wedding. Her dad, by the way, hottie.
And
he's really good-looking man.
Yes, okay. Calm.
And his
simmer
Porsche,
down.
I'm like...
It's also a wedding that was a little bit non-traditional in the things that she and her husband wanted to do. So I think it's a great way to look at the overall wedding day and be like, oh, I see how that worked. Like, at first it might have sounded like a crazy idea to not have tables for all the guests to sit down and have dinner. But when you see it, you know, they made choices and they made it work.
It was really stunning.
So we'll probably
talk
more about that in 2018. And we're going to be working on our publishing calendar soon. We have some big news, and we are potentially expanding our team, which is awesome. Yeah. So we talked about how we'll do an episode that unpacks this wedding planner, wedding coordinator situation, and how to hire somebody. We also are in touch with somebody that specializes in insurance for weddings.
Yeah, wedding insurance. We've got to talk about that.
Because we've definitely noted the big websites that do it. WedSure and WedSafe, I think, are the two that we've mentioned before. But there are many ways to get your insurance if your venue requires it, or if you want it for... There's cancellation wedding insurance, which I've talked about the two differences in the types of insurance you can get. One of them is cancellation, one of them is liability. Anyway, it's not the sexiest topic in the world, and we know that it might not be the kind of conversation or thing you want to throw money at when wedding planning, but it's worth it, and we're going to talk to somebody who can answer some specific questions about that. And we also are going to have a comedian. She's a comedian and author and actress in LA. And she wrote an awesome book from the perspective of a crazy bride.
Crazy bride.
I don't want to give too much away, because we're going to have her on, and we'll link to the book and all of that. And it's going to be really fun. But that's another episode that will be coming up. So if you want to hear about something, got to let us know.
Yeah. We still want to put out there what you want to hear. So if you're new listening to the podcast, welcome. Go back. And guys, over the holidays, we released quite a few. But now, I wonder if we should have... Well, anyway, a lot of podcasts will go in a little
hiatus.
Hiatus and do repeats over the holidays.
But we had some really...
Because people are so busy.
Yes, but we did not do that. We have all new material. So check out 66, 67, 68.
65.
We have great guests. Like some of the best guests we've had in terms of content. Like all of our guests are awesome. But when it, you know, really like you can chew on some of this content, especially from the sex therapist, which that was so fun and informative. But also a bride planning her second wedding after divorce, and a catering and venue manager talks to us about all of that on our last episode.
Beth Albright, yes.
So lots of information.
Yeah. So Anything else?
I think that's it for today.
Guys, thank you so much. We hope you all had a really lovely holiday season. Whatever holiday you celebrate, if you celebrate holidays, if not, then we hope you had a nice, you know, December.
Couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back to unpacking because everything is like, you know,
that makes you uncomfortable, huh?
It makes me very uncomfortable.
She's like itching over there, literally.
It's very frustrating for me. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, get in touch. Let us know what you want to hear. Tell us about your wedding. Tell us about the planning. Tell us about your best friend who pissed you off during the planning.
Yeah, tell us lessons you've learned, regrets, things you wish you did differently. And, you know, tell us about really awesome decisions that you made. And we will tell you,
yes,
great job, awesome decision maker. You are so awesome at making decisions. We will give you that pat on the back, which everybody needs occasionally.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
All right. So Twitter at TBWP podcast. Facebook is also TBWP podcast. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.com. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast at gmail.com. And we're on iTunes as well. So you can subscribe there and you can review.
You're supposed to say Apple Podcasts now, apparently, instead of iTunes.
Oh, okay. I'll never make that mistake again today.
No. Good for you. All right, lady, I gotta get back to unpacking. It was good to see you and catch up. Thank you, everybody. Happy planning.
Bye.
Bye.